Now, what is the most heated match you've ever played in, and can you remember losing your cool in it?
The most heated match? I can remember it, actually. It was an 0-9 at Cardiff before the test match had even started. It was obviously a fair bit for me personally going on at the time, and I remember being in warm-up and we were running in, myself, Brett Lee, Stuart Clark, running into bowl, getting warmed up, and these tennis balls were like rolling between us. And we're like, someone's going to roll their ankle here. And we look over and guess who was hitting balls at us? It was Kevin Peterson.
Oh, shock.
Shock me. Hitting tennis balls in our direction.
Your best friend in the whole world.
I think we were back then.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like he's hitting these balls. So we said to him kindly, oh, can you just... Someone's going to roll their ankle.
Yep.
Roll their ankle. Well, it was actually quite kind for us. We just said, can you not do it? Because someone's going to roll their ankle, mate. Cheers, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2 minutes later, balls start rolling past again. And it was him hitting balls at us again. So I childishly kicked the ball like the other side of the ground, basically away from him. And we started walking towards each other and going like at each other quite hard. And he got quite personal and I started to clench my fist, and luckily for me, Stuart Clark was right behind me and grabbed my arm and pulled me away. And yeah, he was left there. Kevin Peterson was left there with none of his mates around him. I think it was Paul Collingwood was the one throwing balls. He was just standing on a bat, just watching it, waiting for it to unfold. I think he wanted me to punch him.
So it was a bust up that nearly happened.
It nearly happened. So I was pretty pretty fired up.
That's a really good match story. I've never heard that one before. That is.
You've been listening to The Fast and the Curious with Mitchell Johnson and Bonnie Rayner. Subscribe for weekly pods over the summer of cricket, and remember to send in your questions to Mitch before the next episode.